Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's gone 11:15 this Sunday morning. It started off as a very cold morning here in the Lanesha area. Slowly, alhamdulillah, we see that the sun is coming out and hopefully it will warm up as the day goes through. This is the panel discussion that we normally have on a Sunday morning between the hours of 11 and 12. We try and have some very interesting discussions, and we have panelists that join us on this program, some very, very well-learned people that are joining, that join us regularly, and this week is no exception to that, an interesting discussion that we will, inshallah, have. Just an intro to the discussion that we have, in Islam and being Muslims in our lives, the center focus point of our life ought to be the masjid. It is very sad that unfortunately that has not been the case in many societies, in many communities, and in many of our lives today, which, as I said, indeed is very, very sad. If you look at if you look in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you look in the time in the era of the illustrious Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the honorable companions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then most certainly and undoubtedly the masjid was the central focus point of the life of the Muslim of that time. And obviously for various reasons, different communities will have different reasons, etc., why that has changed today, but nonetheless that has indeed changed. Now, taking it as we said, the masjid is the focus point of the life of a Muslim. What governs the masjid, who governs the masjid, how is the masjid run, etc. Masajid normally have these trustees, these boards, etc., that people serve on these boards, and they then look after, see to the affairs of the masajid. And it is very often that these things come under scrutiny. There's sometimes that the problems become a bit severe, etc., and there's even mediation that is required. Now, that is what we're going to take the discussion on today. We're going to look at the administration of the masjid, who should be running the masjid, and how important it is to have boards in place, constitutions in place, etc., in order for the masjid to be run. Our guests on the program today, as I said, two very well-learned people, very, very learned scholars, alhamdulillah. We have Mulana Abbas Ali and Mulana Yahya Bam. Let us welcome them onto the program. Mulana Abbas Ali, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mulana, to you and Mulana Yahya Sahib, to all the listeners of Radio Islam.
Ma trust that you're keeping well today?
Very well, shukar, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Mulana Yahya Bam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mulana, how are you?
Alhamdulillah. And yourself, Mulana?
Shukar, alhamdulillah. Very, very well, beautiful. As you said, it was a cold morning, but it has turned out to be a beautiful day, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. From the outset of the program, we would like to thank both our panelists, both Mulana Abbas Ali as well as Mulana Yahya Bam, on a Sunday morning at this time, availing yourself, availing your time, and sharing with us your, the vast treasure of knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed both our ulama with.
Ameen, inshallah. Allah give us the strength to do the khidbah in whichever way, inshallah.
Ameen, ameen. As we said, we did give an intro into the discussion that we will be having, the administration of the masjid. You know, what is very common is that you have the silent critic. You know, you have many people serving on boards of the masjid, and then sometimes you have the critic that doesn't come out, the armchair critic on the side. They'll pass all the comments. So those are the things that we're going to try and take a look at today. We do invite our listeners. You can send us your messages. You can comment on the program, and you can contribute on the program as well. You can call in live onto the studio. You could send us your messages, and we will take those questions. We will take those comments as well. Starting off with the discussion, Mulana Yahya Bam, I think we'll start off with yourself. We notice that some people, you know, they shy away from being involved in the administration of the masajid. They don't consider this to, you know, maybe be of any significance, etc. How important is this, and is there any virtue in being a part of the committee of the masjid?
Well, Lana, first of all, with regard to, as you said right at the beginning, that in many places and in many countries, people do take interest in these committees, and they serve on that masjid committee that is formed. Well, Lana, it's very, very important, and part of our deen is going to look after not only our culture, but our deen also. Mm. It is it has happened that in different parts of the world, people from many other places migrated. For example, the Arabs went into the Americas and into South America. But this is something that they did not do as well as the people that came from India, especially from the Gujarat area. Wherever they went to, whichever part of the world, they took along with them that madrasa, that maktab, that little namaz place, and the result is that it has looked after them. This is a part of a great ibadah, Maulana, and it is a sawab-e jariya. That persons that get involved in this masjid committee, in setting up that madrasa, that maktab, then for years to come, as long as that deen stays alive in that area, people continue going to that masjid and that madrasa. This is a sawab-e jariya for those people that got together, put their minds, heads and monies together to formulate these madrasas and committees to run all that affairs of the Muslim community. Surely it is a sawab-e jariya, a great means of deen becoming alive and a necessity for a community to put up. And these people that get involved in this, they will see the reward and the thawab even after they will have left the dunya in the qabr for a long time to come, Maulana.
Most certainly, yes, Maulana has very beautifully explained to us the importance of setting up the masjid, and this was done. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward those people that have passed many, many years ago. There were many of them that might not have even been ulama, they might not have been very, very learned, to use that word. But alhamdulillah, as Maulana explained, the very, very important thing that they gave importance to was the fact that they established the masjid. And because the masjid was established, deen remained in the community. Because the masjid was established, the madrasa was formed, and because the madrasa was formed, deen remained intact within the community, within the children. They grew up with deen and they then passed it on to the children. Very, very important point that Maulana has raised. Ma Abbas Ali, what is the objective with which a person should avail his time to be part of the masjid committee?
Jazakallah. Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, first of all, we know in Islam we don't vie for positions and we don't want status in the sense that somebody should, like when it comes to politics or, people ask people to say that I'm so and so and know me for this and vote for me, etc. In Islam, a selection is it comes from the public. People generally look at a person and say, well, this is the right kind of person. The person himself doesn't have any intention that, I want to be there on top. But when that responsibility is put upon him by the community, they would say that this person has that particular qualities or those qualities which should be able to help in the maintenance of the madrasa, masjid, etc., whatever Islamic institution or infrastructure that the community is running, then alhamdulillah, that should be accepted and regarded as a selection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the intention that a person should make, the objective behind this, number one should be to please Allah Ta'ala, that, oh Allah, this responsibility has been placed on my shoulders. Ya Allah, please, these people have made husnazan. Husnazan means they have good thoughts and expectations from me, and with the result they put me on this position of the committee of the madrasa, masjid, etc. Please, oh Allah, make this for your pleasure and accept me and make me fulfill this amanat, because it becomes a trust. After we say he's a mutawalli or a trustee, the word mutawalli or trustee already speaks that this, it becomes an amanat, with the result that this person takes this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then he regards it as a trust. And of course, we all know one thing, we all need to know that all, most of these trustees and mutawallis are voluntary workers. They also have their own family life, they also have their own businesses, but they have kindly accepted this as an additional voluntary service to look and after the madrasa, masjid, and serve the interests of the larger community. They have entrusted them to do this, so we should always be thankful to them and always support them and help them in any regard. So alhamdulillah, when this intention is made, then the help of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala comes down to that particular office holder and to that particular institution, and alhamdulillah, there is always muhabbat and love within that congregation and within that community.
Most certainly, as Maulana has very beautifully explained the importance of intention, that it all boils down to the intention that a person has. And if the right intention is there, whatever part of deen, even this is one part of deen, because the masjid is there, and the masjid has to be there in order for us to perform our salah, there's got to be somebody to look after the masjid. Those people, if they'll have the correct intention in looking after the masjid, in the maintenance of the masjid, and in seeing to the affairs of the masjid, then most certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward them. Yahya, back to yourself. Now, we do know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it very clear who should be running the masjid. The Quran explains it very beautifully. إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ إِلَىٰ آخِرِ الْآيَةِ. But what criteria should be used when we select a trustee of a masjid?
When we select a trustee of a masjid, among the things that we should really look at is that people, those people that are being taken on as a trustee, this is now, one is the founders. When it comes to the founders, surely their sacrifice and the formation of that committee will be of a different nature. But after that, in the years to come, there will be the selecting of the committee members and bringing them on. Among the matters that should be taken very, very close care of is that, one is, are they people that are inclined towards deen? If the person hasn't got that much inclination towards deen, is a person that has many other interests, then that which Maulana Abbas has spoke about now, will his sincerity be there? There'll be a question mark, number one. Then number two, it should be people that have the knowledge of deen. I mean, there are how many times, and we went with Hazrat Maulana Abrarul Haqsa Rahmatullah Ali, I remember, to one place, and I'm talking in India, the committee got together and they put up a set of place to urinate and excrete, and you know, you get the open type of places in Indo Park. They put that up. Hazrat asked, call the committee members together. Who are the people? Now, it happened to be people that were not that much in their namaz reading and not conscious. And Hazrat told them, did you put this up with the niyat of getting a reward? They said, surely we did. Then he said, look at it, how you put it up. The thing is facing towards the Qibla, and with regard to that, there is a wasla. So those people that are put on as members of the committee, the criteria number one should be, they should know the masail, basic masail of deen. If they don't know the masail, then they're going to make decisions which are not going to be favorable and suitable to an organization or a madrasa or a masjid, etc. I know here in South Africa, there has been times where a committee has been taken to task because the money that they had collected was not used for the masjid and for the organization, put into the bank, and they were collecting interest. Now, collecting interest, and that money is going to be used in the masjid, and then the other way around. One is collecting interest when some important work came and they needed immediate cash, or they made it sound that they had to put certain things in place. They took bank loans of money wherein interest was to be paid. So these are people that don't know the masail. That is the criterion number one. The person must be, if he's not an alim, they should be very closely associated to the ulama. Because if they're not going to be, then they're going to do, apply their mind, sometimes for good reason. The niyyah might be very, very good, but with the good niyyah, the masala should also be there, that which needs to be applied. Or else, we're going to have haram being done in the name of halal, and that is not good enough. There are incidences and cases where people had got onto here just for the sake of the name and saying, and for the sake of fame, etc., and instead of that becoming a viable akhirat inclined matter, it becomes a reason for a lot of arguments and fights because the masail were not known. Ji Maulana.
JazakAllah for that, Mawlana. As Mawlana has very beautifully explained, it is very important that the person that comes onto the committee, the person that applies and wants to get into the committee, as well as those people that appoint those that are going to come onto the committee, they should have this very beautiful quality, as Mawlana said. They should be well acquainted with the laws of Sharia. You know, being in the masjid, as Mawlana has explained, there's a lot of money that needs to be collected, etc., to run the masjid. How is this money collected? Where is it deposited, loans, etc., as Mawlana gave various examples of sometimes interest being taken, etc. These are very, very important. You know, sometimes they want to extend the masjid, etc. Now, the borders of the masjid, how can you extend it? You can't extend it. How do you go about doing it? It is very, very important that either there should be ulama on the board, or they should be learned themselves, or they should have very, very strong links with the ulama and with the learned people, so that they will seek advice from the learned. Ma Abbas Ali, over to yourself now. What system is in vogue these days for the selection of trustees?
Okay, as far as the selection is concerned with regard to our communities, they differ one from the other. Alhamdulillah, personally, as I see, things have changed dramatically. And Alhamdulillah, before, when we look at 20, 30 years ago, it was not a very good picture. Unfortunately, you know, the way things were looked at, there was a knocker and safe kind of a relationship between the mutawallis, between the employer and the employees, and the imam or the alim and the muazzin used to be regarded as knockers. And it wasn't a very good situation as far as that was concerned. And then that used to leave behind a lot of unpleasantness. Shukr alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah Ta'ala, we have moved forward and a lot of changes have taken place. As Mawlana Yahya Sahab Damat Barakatum has mentioned, that the criteria here should be, the person should be acquainted with the essentials of deen, masail, etc., and he should himself be masjid friendly and salah friendly. So he could be coming in and out and keeping in contact with the masjid and seeing what is happening and what are the needs, etc., etc. Unfortunately, the criteria that is still in some places, it's changed in many places, but in some places they would still look at the wealth of the person, the status of the person, the secular degrees that the person holds, and look at that as the criteria of that person being qualified, or that person being the appropriate person for that position, which is completely a wrong notion. Because when it comes to masjid, when it comes to salah, when it comes to all of these aspects, you need to be connected. It doesn't relate to wealth, it doesn't relate to degrees, it doesn't relate to being a good businessman. All of this relates to the aspect of Allah consciousness, and the idea is to know how we can run this institutions or these institutions of ours according to Sharia. So one of the things that we should move away now from is to make the worldly things, the worldly aspects of it as the criteria and a standard for selection of a trustee or a mutawalli. But also, whenever we do have a committee, the people that should be Allah conscious, that should be acquainted with the essentials of deen, and most important of all, if we can co-opt an alim, the imam of the masjid or any other alim, make him part of the committee, or also co-opt him just as in advisory capacity, that whatever we do, we will consult with Mawlana in the sense of the collection of money, the disbursement of the money, etc. Then I think alhamdulillah, with that nice combination of worldly people, also from worldly streetwise people, with that also we have the guidance of the ulama. So inshallah, the abuses that have taken place in the past and which may be still taking place in the present, we will be inshallah safe from that.
Inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it possible that we can instill these very beautiful qualities that Mawlana has spoken of, and in turn we will be doing ourselves a great favor, especially when it comes to running the masajid. And like I said, it's not only running the masajid, running our daily lives, because the masjid is the focus point of our life. And if we will have these great qualities within us, then inshallah we will be able to govern our lives much better. We will inshallah be able to live much better lives. Ma Yahya Sahab, some people we find, you know, they maybe join the masjid committee, the desire is probably to have some level, some type of authority, and you know, they feel that now I can start calling the shots, I can tell the imam what to do, I can tell the muazzin what to do, and I can tell everybody else what to do in the masjid. What are the negative consequences of those people that join the masjid committee with these desires?
Well, I am recalling one makula of the Tanzir Mulali, where if we understand how I'm trying to bring this matter into this discussion, it will answer a lot of these questions with regard to who should be on and off. A person Manjurum Lali, that somebody has asked for his daughter. What should he look at and what should the criterion be in giving his daughter in marriage to the people that asked? So the Tazunt Lali said two things. One, he said that if the person doesn't have a beard, the person doesn't put on topi and kurta, but he respects the ulama and deen, give your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
The person doesn't have a beard. He's not really that punctual with namaz. Inshallah, he will become. But at the moment, he hasn't got all these things. Give your daughter. But on the other side, if the person is a namaz making, dari keeping, but he swears the ulama, he mocks the deen, don't give your daughter to such a person. Why? Because end result of that person is he's going to be a problem in the future. The same is going to apply here with regards to the mutawalli of the masjid and the madrasa. If the person is inclined to discuss with the ulama, talk to the ulama, then surely he can come on, his way will change, and inshallah, he's going to become a salih. But if the person that has got all the daris and all that, but he's opposing the deen and the central masail of deen and the most important masail of deen, then don't bring him onto the qawati. I'm going to go a little further. With regards to, one is this democracy and democracy type. Although it is jais, but today we are seeing how much hypocrisy there is in the democracy. And if we're going to go with the shura system, wherein you have an amir, and that amir really follows وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرُ, making the mashura with the people, hearing what the people are saying, you will get much more better results in that poverty. And there are many that are going and falling for the trick of democracy hypocrisy. And really, we're seeing how so many of our masajid, badaris, and of our organizations going into a direction away from that which would have been the first best priority.
Most certainly, as Maulana has very beautifully explained, these are qualities that we should try and endeavor and bring in our life. If the person has the love for the ulama, then that person will ultimately have the love for deen. And that person that is deprived of the love for the ulama, that person, very, very sadly and unfortunately, that person will be deprived of the love for deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from these evil qualities and grant us the tawfiq that we can bring the good in us, we can associate ourselves with the ulama, and we can learn from the ulama. Mulana Basab, many committee members, we find they continue to be, that's one of the problems that we have in many communities, in many areas, with many trustees. You have this lifetime trustee thing, that the person remains a trustee of the masjid till death. Should actually this be the case?
Gee, as far as this is concerned, Mulana, you have mentioned a very interesting thing earlier. You see, one of the founding members of the masjid, and they also get old, alhamdulillah, they have contributed so much. We can have two levels. One of those people should be made now in the capacity of honorary members, and mashallah, they are not active now enough. They cannot do any much, but alhamdulillah, they should not be discarded. Their services should be appreciated, and they should be kept on till their death as a trustee of the masjid in an honorary capacity. But when it comes to the day-to-day running of the masjid, we need younger people. As the Quran says, people who have two qualities in them. Inna khayra man istajarta qawiyul amin. Those people who are active also, and who have the know-how and expertise, they are streetwise people, number one, and they are amanatdar, they are also trustworthy, they also have the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and practicing as far as the deen is concerned. So alhamdulillah, young blood should be brought in the sense that those people then should be brought onto the committee so that they can serve the community. But if a person is not doing his job, and because he is a founder member, or because he has been elected sometime, and if there is a clause put into the constitution that this person will remain a trustee till his death, And just because maybe he was a good, he contributed or he gave a lot of money, those are things that don't gel with the Islamic mizaj or the Islamic temperament. So those kind of people, alhamdulillah, who have been contributors in the early stages, in whichever way, through their time, energy, etc., wealth, etc., they should be, as they get older, they should be put in an honorary capacity, and that ikram should be made, mashwaras could be taken from them time to time, their dua should be taken, but fresh blood should be brought in, so that, alhamdulillah, the work of the masjid, which is very taxing, by the way, as I said, it's a voluntary work, and the people doing it, Allah give them jazaa khair, but the fact of the year is that you know, it needs time, it needs energy, it needs, understanding, acumen, all of those things. So as far as that is concerned, if there is a clause like this, that irrespective whether the person is active or whether the person is practicing, but he must stay till death, if that is it's formalized in the constitution, I think that doesn't fit in with the Islamic mizaj. The fact here is this, that in fact those people should themselves move back at a certain stage, that we've had our fair share, you people bring in different, new people, and inshallah, we will give you our du'as. So this aspect of being a trustee of the masjid till death, something that is put into the clause of the constitution, is un-Islamic as far as that is concerned.
JazakAllah for that, Mansur. Ma Yahya, should, according to Mulana, you know, what's the experience that Mulana has in the masajid, etc., does Mulana feel and think that, you know, the ideal situation would be that they be looking at the structure, the committee itself, the members that are standing on the board itself, does Mulana feel that it would be ideal that they should be made up, you know, it should be a mixture of young and old people, maybe businessmen, professionals, ulama, non-ulama, should this be a mixture of the entire community?
Ji, Mulana, Jazakallah. What is happening is that we see today the young and the new blood is not coming into these committees. And the result is the old are become more older and becoming much more older. And sometimes it seems like the worry is there, who's going to take over? So the young should really be brought in. Certain such projects should be put into place where you test the youth, that they have they the capacity and have they the inner will to want to do these type of works of deen. And if any young person shows that will, he should really be brought in, certain projects be given over to them and let them run with it and let them build on it, and in this way you are building the future. If we're not going to do this, then the older becoming much more older and weaker, and they cannot really carry on. Till when is it going to be that way? It is becoming tough. It's becoming difficult. The collecting part of it also is becoming a taxing thing. Therefore, we should not leave it only to the old. We should bring in the young and get them, groom them, give them the certain tasks in the operations so that they can start doing some work, and in that way they get grooved in into the future. But bringing them in, bringing ulama, young ulama, bringing in others, businessmen, doctors, especially accountants, we should be bringing them in so that they can get involved, understand the work, get the taste of it, and carry this fuel for the future, inshallah.
Inshallah, that's very, very important that they do get involved. And that is what's going to lead us to our next question that we're going to pose to Mulana Abbas. Mulana, as Mulana had very beautifully explained that, you know, the mixture that there should be, what we very often see is that, you know, young people, very often they feel that, you know, to serve in the committee, they first have to wait for one of the elder members, they need to pass away, they need to vacate that post that they've been holding for so many years, etc., before they can step up. So one is the older people are saying that we need the younger blood to come in. The younger blood feel that we can't just step up, otherwise it might come across as we're trying to be rude and we're trying to overthrow people and we're trying to run our own show. So we need for them to first vacate the post and then we can get in. How do we unite the two scenarios? How do the young people come in?
Malana, this has been explained by Malana Yahyasab already in the previous question. The fact is, just to add to that, even in our local businesses, when you look at our business, our father started the business, mashallah, and thereafter, you know, he had a son. He's getting old. He's not active. He can't come at the 8 o'clock in the morning. He's not come at 11. And now, mashallah, what he does is slowly starts grooming his son or his sons and gradually making them have the know-how of running the business, etc. That means with his wisdom, guides them all the time, because he's a seasoned person as far as business is concerned. Of course, this thing of business will change. How the father conducted the business in his time will be different from how the son will conduct it in his time. Everything is the whole landscape of business economics has changed. So alhamdulillah, but the father's guidance and wisdom gradually starts to, you know, taking the business over, and you know, with mashwara of the father, slowly starts changing some things here and there. Now, that should be done in the case of our young people. We should gradually bring them into the masjid, co-opt them as juniors, as deputies and whatever it is. And the elders should also remember that as they will come in, there will be things that they may differ, but with wisdom and kindness, we should have patience with them and tell them, because they may have the josh, as one of our elders, Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahab, Panampur Ramatu used to say, you know, to make deen go forward, yani bure logon ka hosh aur jawano ka josh. We need the wisdom of the elder people and the josh and the energy. Al qawiyul amin. Both of these things are required. So alhamdulillah, when we bring the younger ones in our lifetime and show them how to do things, there will be a little difference how they would see things. You make them see it, and sometimes we will say, but look at this young man, what a nice idea he has come up with this. So there will be an ideal situation. So as the old ones fade into the, recede into the background, or they meet them, go into the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, the young people take over. And alhamdulillah, there is no there is no upheaval as far as the structures are concerned, as far as the masjid madrasa activities are concerned. All that also continues. So it should be a good idea that alhamdulillah, from the time when the elders are around, that they start bringing those younger people in, and inshallah prepare them for the takeover eventually.
JazakAllah for that, Maulana. Back to Maulana Yahya Sahab. We have roughly about 12-13 minutes left before the hour of 12 o'clock. Let's try, and we're just going to cover now the last final questions that we're going to go through. Having went through the administration, you know, the team itself, the committee itself, the trustees itself, the qualities that they should have, what they should be staying away from, how to appoint them, who to appoint, etc. Now, one other thing that we need to look at is, how important is it for the masjid to have a constitution?
Maulana, with regards to the constitution, you have two options. On the one side, yes, you have the democracy and the elections and those type of matters, and then through that you have a constitution that has been built up, and there will be governance to run that institution. On the other side, it is nothing wrong at all that you put up a structure of governance, but then you have the shura to run and implement that governance. That's the happiest Mary that you can create, and the thing can go through, and you have an Amir, and that is where the barakah will be. Although today people want to go the democracy and the democratic way, but the democratic way, in many a times we have seen that it can be partially democratic, but the shura must tie over it, because you have it completely in the name of democracy. We see the hypocrisy that goes on, number one. That whole Sharia matter can be turned around, and non-Sharia, non-compliance can become the order of the day. That is number two. And then worse still, you can get overthrows, people overthrowing, and one group comes in and overthrows another group, and it can go as bad as you will have Shias taking over and these type of people taking over, and that can then become a very, very ugly scene. Therefore, the constitution, the written part of it, the understanding of it, and ulama guidance in the formation of that constitution is extremely important.
JazakAllah for that, Maulana. Final question to yourself, Maulana Basab. Now, you know, one of the other sticky points when it comes to the masjid, etc., one very, very, something that is always of great concern is when it comes to wages, etc., how they are paid and how much is paid, etc. So when we talk about wages, the trustees often respond, you know, they say that, no, the masjid has no money, the trust has no money, etc. Should the masjid be run in such a way that it becomes self-sufficient, maybe, you know, to invest in some properties, etc., where they are able to run themselves and not be dependent on others?
Gee, as far as that is concerned, look, any structure, any infrastructure or any structure or any institution with its personnel and with its expenses, whatever, definitely is not going to run on air. Excuse me. But we definitely need, I mean, money to run. Then Allah Ta'ala has made that this dunya darul asbab, a means, a world of means. So we need to have that. Secondly, those people that are working for us, our ulama, our imams, our muazzineen, our all of those kind of people who are manning those structures for us, definitely they also need to live a livable wage. They also have families. They also have children. They also need all of those things. So if we can put up a nice masjid, say, for a good couple of millions, but when it comes to that kind, then we find that, you know, we just hire anybody, you know, for the price. We can hire two at the price of one because we're getting them cheaper because, you know, it's convenient for us also. Secondly, the muazzin also who we haven't trained, who hasn't been trained to give azan properly in the sense of the words, etc., etc., but it's coming in cheap so that, you know, we can run. How to, well, brother Haq Sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, rahmatullah wasa, he's always mentioned, very strict on this, that masjid to banate hain lakhon ki aur karodon ki, lekin جب مؤذن کا وقت آتا ہے تو اور امام کا وقت آتا ہے تو ایسا کوئی شخص کو تلاش کر لو جو ملا جی قسم کا ہو اور سستے میں وہ امام کر لیتا کہ اس کی تجوید کا بھی ٹھکانہ نہ ہو اور مؤذن کی اذانوں کا بھی ٹھکانہ نہ ہو. What this means that when we put up masjids worth millions, but when it comes to the you know, the employment as far as of a ulama or a good imam, we just take somebody who is cheap, you know, in the sense that he hasn't even been trained. He said he's just looking for a job, he hasn't, his tajweed is not correct, but just put him on there. So alhamdulillah, in cheap, you know, we'll also accept it, and we also will come out, you know, lightly. Mosin also somebody we can get who is not even still trained. He doesn't know anything about the masail or as the pronunciation of things. And then for the masjid, you spend so much. But when we have to hire people, then we say, no, we go for cheap this thing. It's just not, it's not a very, very, what we would call wise way of thinking. If we have put up a masjid, alhamdulillah, we should think from before also that how we could, you know, the masjid should become, or the institution become self-sustaining in the sense of generating funds we have, or we make an effort and have fundraising in the sense of people that, and make sure that alhamdulillah our employees rather are those people, alhamdulillah, who are qualified, because they are leading the community. Azan is a great responsibility in the sense of that position. Qiyamah, that the Muazzins will be standing tall, as Hadith mentions, above everyone else. The people who are leading us in the prayer, our Imams and Ulama, are the deputies of Rasulullah on that Musalla. So we should not try and cut corners there and short and just say how we can get away. No, it becomes a duty now of the mutawallis or the trustees or those people who are there that they should make an effort in whichever way we can to see that we get the right kind of people, the qualified kind of people, those people that fit in with, mashallah, the masjid's structure itself, in the sense that we have spent so much money on the carpets and on the chandeliers and on so many other things. But unfortunately, the other aspects of it, of the people manning the masjid, we try and find, you know, as cheap as possible. So this does not work accordance with the spirit of Islam. So we should try and find ways of generating funds and make sure that we keep them happy in the sense of they are also happy, to give them a livable wage. And alhamdulillah, in that way, there is happiness. Or else what's going to happen? Maybe they are also desperate for a job. They will stick around. But the fact there will always be unhappiness, there will always be tension, and that tension then seeps down to the musallis and the congregation, and then the masjid becomes like a war zone, and that is just not healthy for the community itself.
Most certainly. Ma Yahya, JazakAllah for your time, your closing comments.
JazakAllah, Mulana. It is important that we look at these masajid and our organizations, because everything centers around that. And if that is in peace and harmony, the community will be in peace and harmony, inshallah.
Inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a reality. Mulana, JazakAllah for your time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you in abundance.
Ameen.
Jazakallah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Malia Basab, Jazakallah for your time. Your closing comments on this?
My closing comment on this is that alhamdulillah for our mutawallis, whoever and trustees are there, first of all, they should regard this as a great honor and selection from Allah, as an amanat, and have intention that whatever services and whatever sacrifices they are doing to keep this structure running smoothly, they will be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that sense. From the public point of view, we need to appreciate them also. They are voluntary workers. Mm-hmm. They also have their own duties, etc. So as far as that is concerned, we should show appreciation to them, be understanding towards them. Sometimes there is something they couldn't attend to in a hurry. There was some handicap because they couldn't do it. We should have sabr with them and also patience with them and respect them for what they are and be appreciative of them, what they are doing for us. Inshallah, when there is this spirit prevailing from both sides, inshallah, there will always be khair, barakat, and goodness, and there will be unity and harmony within the community. Waffaqana Allah wa iyyakum lima tuhibbu wa tarda. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi. See, that brings us to the end of the discussion that we have. Indeed, very informative and very interesting. There are many other things, many, many, many other points that can still be discussed. Unfortunately, this panel discussion is only set up for 1 hour and we couldn't go through everything. Maybe at a later stage we will probably set up another panel discussion. Maybe we'll take a look at some other issues that comes about with regards to the administration of the masjid, the running of the affairs of the masjid, etc. As it has been highlighted, indeed, it is a tremendous job that a person undertakes. It is a very, very rewarding job that a person undertakes. Very often it's not appreciated as it should be. People that stand on the committees of the masjid, sit on the committees of the masjid, There are many times, you know, majority of the times that it is, as it was said, it is done voluntary. There's no remuneration, there's no money that they take for doing it, and it's their own personal time also that they're giving, the efforts that they are making towards running the masjid. As you know, as I said earlier on as well, you sometimes get the armchair critics that will just sit on the side and say that, yeah, this one is not doing anything, and that committee member thinks he knows everything, and that one doesn't do anything. Why does he even want to sit on there? But when it comes, example, to elections time, people are asked to stand on the committees, etc., then you find that those meeting halls are empty, and you actually have to force people that, look, come for the elections is taking place, or the meetings are taking place, nobody wants to come. But when it comes to time to criticize something as well, if something has gone wrong, something is not being done, then there are many people that are ready to do so. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us. We have to remember that the masjid is the focus point of our life, and we have to try and make an effort that we see that the masjid is run in the proper way. The masjid being the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the person that maintains and looks after the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, indeed, his reward is most certainly with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us. Jazakallah for listening to the program this Sunday morning. With that, we terminate the program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.